There's still plenty of regular season hockey to be played, but the Cochrane Generals already know they'll be extending their season, after the local Junior B squad clinched a Heritage Junior Hockey League, HJHL, playoff berth last weekend. Playing in a 3-3 weekend, 3 games in 3 days, to kick off the new year, the Generals claimed 5 of a possible 6 points thanks to one-sided wins over the High River Flyers, 8-1, and Three Hills Thrashers, 9-1, following a 5-4 overtime defeat to the Medicine Hat Cubs on January 6. The 5-point bump improved the Gens' record to the 2nd of July 21, keeping the Cochranites in second place of the HJHL's South Division. The Generals are now 6 points behind the division-dominating Okotoks Bisons, albeit with 2 games in hand. Head coach Curtis Jones was pleased with his players' efforts in their first games of 2023, though he said another point in the game against Medicine Hat would have been nice. "We just had 3 games in 2.5 days, and out of 6 points, we got 5. That's a pretty good weekend," he said. "Obviously, as a coach, we'd like to have gotten 6 points, but we lost in overtime in a game that could have gone either way. All in all, our guys are firing on all cylinders right now, which is what we need." Similar to last season, Captain Patrick Ford has led in scoring for the Generals. Playing his final year of junior hockey, the 21-year-old Calgarian is topping the league's scoring charts with 31 goals and 61 points. Second in scoring in the HJHL is another General, Tristan Rippelinger, with 24 goals and 49 points. "He changes our hockey team," said Jones of Ford's impact. "All our older guys, when they're firing, it works in our advantage. Connor Stevenson, too. All our 21-year-olds are very important, and when they're going, they're going." With playoffs kicking off in mid-February, the resumption of the HJHL season in January signals the back end of the regular season, when players start to think more and more about the upcoming playoffs. Even though they've already clinched a postseason berth, Jones said the Generals aren't ready to rest on their laurels. "We still want to seed where we want to seed," he said. "We're still trying to push as much as we were a month ago." In order to receive a bye through the first round of playoffs and secure home ice advantage, the Generals would have to finish in first place of their division. That's a tall ask, as it would mean catching up to the Okotoks Bisons, who currently boast a 2-6-2-0 record and are the second-ranked Junior B team in Alberta. Making matters intriguing is that 3 of the Generals' final fixtures of the regular season will be against the Bisons, including the last game of the regular season on February 10. Okotoks is a squad that Cochrane has developed a budding rivalry in recent years. The Bisons beat the Generals in the league championship series last season. But as the Generals proved earlier this campaign, the Bisons are not unbeatable. Cochrane overcame Okotoks 5-4 in the two teams' last battle against each other on November 5, and the Gens will be hoping Lightning can strike a few more times in their upcoming fixtures against the league leaders. "We just have to play our game and see where we fall," Jones said. "Okotoks is a very good hockey team. So are we, but there's a reason they're in first place and we're in second right now." The Generals will be back on home ice to play Okotoks this Saturday, January 14, at 7:30 p.m. at the Cochrane Arena. They'll wrap up their weekend with another home game on Sunday, against High River, with puck drop at 3 p.m. For scores, schedules, and other info about the Generals, visit heritagejunior.com.